The friends of Thomas Bilney had thought that nothing could be worse than to see him burnt. He would do so much for England, he could not be spared. But those same friends watched Bilney, the shadow of Thomas Bilney, who abjured because of their persuasion. Those same friends saw him broken-hearted now, and commented that God, by a just judgment, gives up to the tempest of their consciences all who deny his truth. And so Thomas Bilney fell, further than any could imagine. His public humiliation took place the very next day, the Lord's Day, 8th of December. 2 years after Robert Barnes had dragged his feet in front of St. Paul's Cross, Bilney followed his path, with a bare head and a faggot on his shoulder. The sermon on this occasion was more aggressive, not simply calling for a heretic to repent, but using the occasion to celebrate the triumph of the Church over a heretic. It was a long walk of humiliation that lasted the next year and the year after, when Bilney was far from London, when all his friends were around him. He was as heartbroken as Peter when he had betrayed his Lord. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus which said unto him, Before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. While Thomas Bilney wept bitterly, changes were taking place in England. Lord Cardinal Wolsey fell from favour with King Henry VIII. Sir Thomas More became Lord Chancellor of England. Cuthbert Tunstall, Bishop of London, was replaced by a cruel man called Stokesley. Darker days were coming for those who loved the light of the gospel. But one man who was spared the lashes of Sir Thomas More and Stokesley was George Stafford, the faithful student of Prior Barnes who had helped him stand strong when first he was put under pressure. George Stafford, who had gathered not 10 years earlier at the White Horse Inn. In 1529, George Stafford went to the bedside of a priest named Sir Henry Conjurer. The priest was dying of plague without hope, and in these final days of life, George Stafford set about to convert him to Jesus Christ. This he did, and stayed with Sir Henry as he went to his eternal rest. But on returning to his own home, George Stafford sickened with the same plague and died shortly afterwards. Such is the consequence of the word of God pressed upon the heart of man. By 1531, Bilney was facing consequences of his own, and the Lord had been merciful to Thomas Bilney.